Your award-winning student radio station.
This is your room.
Running. We're doing lots of running on Raw 12:51 a.m. This is Tux Tuesdays. We're joined by our star guest, Tim.
Hi. Hi, guys. Pleasure to be on. Nice to be on. I'm on a primetime slot. It's really exciting for me. You know, normally confined to the evening slots. It's nice to have a change.
So, do you know what it's time for, Matt?
I do know what it's time for.
We got some new stuff.
Tim, we've got some lovely music for you.
Yeah, I feel it. It's very kind of atmospheric, and I'm really getting in the mood. I'm not really sure it's in the mood for biscuits, though. It's kind of serene.
No, this is not just taking a biscuit. This is taking the biscuit.
Kind of chilled out taking the biscuit.
Okay.
I'm not sure what I'm taking, actually. This is not a different kind of biscuit.
Don't worry, we will have our usual music. This is just the impromptu intro music.
Fantastic.
So taking the biscuit, if you haven't heard it before, it is the feature where we blindfold someone and get them to do a touch test and also a taste test on a biscuit we provide, describing as much as possible for extra points. You don't actually have to get the biscuit right. It's just how much description.
It's about the experience, not the objective end product. It's the way I like to think of it, really.
There we go.
Yeah.
That's the best way
you can
ever
tell
heard
I do philosophy. This is just, I was born to do this, you know?
Yes. And this term is special because it's BYOB, and you know what that means. Bring your own blindfold.
Yeah, literally. So, I have a blindfold displayed here.
Tim has got his black and white scarf. Stripy scarf.
It's multifunctional, actually. It was really cold this morning, and now I'm going to use it to be blind when I taste biscuits, you know? Other blindfolds are available also.
Just not as good, not as warm.
No, never.
Okay, so if we get you blindfolded up.
I probably need to take my headphones off, actually. Hang on. Do you want to put this on, Matt, or if my blindfold is applied? I feel like the kind of atmosphere of this is lost a lot on the radio, but I'm sure.
Yeah, Matt currently doing a very good job. With Tim's scarf blindfolding.
I quite literally cannot see anything.
Taking care to not disturb the hair.
Yeah, I can still breathe as well, which is important. You know, smelling the aroma of the biscuit as well as the flavour.
Right, so let's get back with our usual music. Oh, I've missed this.
This is probably the most abstract experience I've had on Raw so far.
Just you wait.
You know, blind radio is a good experience. I might try this in the next show I'm presenting.
Just sit with a blindfold on the whole time.
Yeah.
Okay, I have two different packets of biscuits. James, this one or this one?
Set A or set B? I'll choose set B.
Set B.
Okay. Awesome.
So, I am now opening the biscuit.
Ah, look.
This is all. Oh, don't look. Oh, blindfold. Tim's blindfold just fell off.
Oh,
you made
no.
some blindfold adjustments. I didn't see anything, I can assure you.
We have a scandal.
What, yeah?
Biscuit gate.
Moving the goalposts, typical. I'm competitive, I'm head of sport, you know. So. Okay, I think that's secure.
Okay, so the crunch of the packet should give something away.
Okay, so it's a crunchy biscuit, the texture wise, I'm thinking. I've actually developed a psychic connection with our mascot, Pierre, who is a cuddly toy, and he's actually going to relay me visual information of the biscuit so that I can really excel here.
Okay.
That's what I'm going to go for.
Okay, so now I'm going to break the biscuit in half.
Okay.
Oh, nice crunch.
A nice crunch there. If you put one of your hands up, I will put half of the biscuit in your hand.
Okay.
There you
go. Yeah. Okay.
Describe away, Tim. You get more points.
It's definitely a crumbly biscuit. There's no chocolate here. It's quite a rough texture. I'm leaning towards maybe some kind of shortbread. It's definitely got that kind of. It's a textured feel, which makes me think maybe there's. I'm almost leaning towards something like a malted milk, maybe, or some kind of shortbread. As I said, it's.
Do you want to give us more detail on that texture? What features?
Well, there's some good contours on the surface, but I'm starting to think that it might be a cookie or something like that. Maybe a small cookie. Using my amazing Warwick powers of deduction, I think it probably was bought in Costcutter, or what was formerly known as Costcutter.
Roots Grocery.
You know. It's very hard to decipher whether there's actually any kind of filling in this biscuit, whether there's some chocolate chips in there, or whether it is just a plain biscuit. This is tough, actually. I watched this before, and it's, you know, it's no mean feat defining these biscuits.
Would you like the other half so you can compare
the two halves?
Yeah,
I'll see if there's a difference between the two halves of the biscuit.
There we go.
Okay, so yeah, now I'm getting more. Yeah, you see, putting them together, I've got an idea of the size of this biscuit. I mean, I'm leaning towards now, I think, a mini cookie, a chocolate chip milk cookie.
Oh, he's just broken it.
I was trying to reassemble it. I don't think I have that kind of magical powers yet. So am I allowed to taste the biscuit yet?
You are taste it.
Right then, I will taste it indeed, and I'll tell you what I think. You know, I'm a big fan of MasterChef. Yeah, I'm definitely thinking that it's a chocolate chip cookie. There's an interesting crunch, actually, the aspect. I mean, texture-wise, as Philip Stoneman, raw consultant for biscuit tasting, will testify, it's all about the texture of the biscuit as much as the flavour. And it's quite a... obviously, you've got the very crunchy texture, almost a milky flavour coming through that you always get sort of a craving for milk when you have cookies. So I'm definitely leaning towards a milk chocolate chip cookie here. I'm going to...
What do you think quality-wise of the?
I would say cheap personally. I think as a fresher last year in Westwood Block, I'm all too familiar with the taste of Tesco own brand milk chocolate chip cookies. And
so you think it's everyday value?
I think it is everyday value. That is what I would say. I mean, I'm no biscuit connoisseur, but I think there's a kind of lacking in flavour in the dough. Maybe a bit more. I think a higher quality of butter, maybe. It's not good chocolate. I'm from Birmingham. I know about chocolate because of Cadbury's and Cadbury World. I'm not really a fan of the chocolate. It's edible, but it's not quite lint, if you'll pardon me.
Not quite lint. Any final thoughts before you take your blindfold off?
Well, it's an enjoyable experience. I'm sure it's a budget experience, is my interpretation of it. You know, it's good for students. I'm sure you get a big pack. My friend in first year had a very big pack of cookies, and it's a really good way to sort of nourish you and keep you going throughout the day. But you know, for me, I like to spend a bit more money on my chocolate biscuit luxury goods.
So are you saying we skimped on your biscuit?
Well, I'm saying in this occasion the biscuit is from a lower economic bracket within the market.
Oh wow.
than normal. I might be completely wrong here. I might have just done a massive disservice to a luxury biscuit maker.
Okay.
I don't know.
Do you want to remove your blindfold?
I'm removing my blindfold. Oh, it's Maryland. Oh god, no. What have I done? What? I would say Maryland is—it's kind of a mass consumer. It's not quite—it's not quite own brand. It's not quite, say, finest or Sainsbury's luxury. It's a decent cookie. Maybe this has shown me that aesthetically, a lot of how we taste biscuits is based on the packaging, what we expect. It's actually double chocolate chip as well. I didn't identify that, sadly.
Matt, what do you think?
I think, Tim, your description was actually incredible.
Thank you.
You talked about a craving of milk. No one's talked about a craving when eating a biscuit.
I like contours as well.
Yeah, contours.
Very nice.
I've got the lingo,
word,
man.
Yeah.
And you successfully identified the biscuit as a chocolate chip cookie.
Although, negative point, you did say it was cheap, everyday value.
I think the production methods a lot between Maryland and these supermarket own brand products, a lot of the times the same people doing it, as sad as I am to admit it.
Controversial.
It is, yeah. I didn't expect this section to be as controversial as it has been.
Okay, so in terms of points, what do we think, James?
I'm thinking around the 80s.
Yeah. Should we go for... I don't know.
Can I have higher than Ivan? What did Ivan get last week?
Oh, I can't remember.
I think it was 86 or something. Can I have higher than that?
I think Ivan had 87.3.
Did he?
I don't know.
I feel like I feel like Tim's this probably warrants an
87.7.
Seven.
Yes.
Yeah, let's do it.
Is there a leaderboard for this?
No.
Not really. No.
In your mind, sitting like four.
Sitting, yeah. Lying on my side with a biscuit beneath my thighs. That's an Arctic Monkeys reference. Sorry.
I thought that was just a weird image.
Yeah, there's a really weird image, actually. Just going back to 505 there in a whole new way.
Okay, well, thank you very much for playing. It's been a bit delayed, but we got you on
fine,
in the
no,
end.
It's a pleasure, Jarvo and Matt, as always.
There we go, 87.7, I believe.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We're coming up to 1 o'clock right now on Raw 1251 AM, and this is Philip George.
Raw 12:51 AM.
You're the only girl my heart beats for. situation.